that, I think we're away. Okay. Would you like to give me your name, please?
Yes, Alan Geoffrey Turner.
And your age, please?
81.
And could you tell us, please, where you came from and when you moved here?
I moved into the village in 1978, having previously lived in Gisborough. I worked for ICI at the time.
Were your family brought up and schooled in this area?
My two sons were. The rest of my family are all from Stockport in Cheshire.
Could you tell us about your growing involvement with local groups and associations since you moved to the area?
Yes, certainly. In terms of village involvement, I became a governor at Egglescliffe Church of England School in 1983, when my two sons were attending, and was chairman of that school up until 1999, and a 15-year stint.
What sort of duties did that involve?
It did involve close liaison with the teaching staff and the admin staff in the school. Organising governor's meetings, etc., and very much liaising with the public. We were also involved in the 150th anniversary of the foundation of the school, which had in fact started off in the building that is now the parish hall, and had moved in 1965 into the new premises, which it still occupies to this day.
And did the school grow in numbers during the time that you were there?
Not very significantly. It's not a large school, and it was pretty full when I first started going there. I don't think there was room for very much expansion. I think it may have expanded a little since I ceased involvement, because there is what is in essence a porter cabin, which seems to cater for nursery-aged children.
And I believe you had some involvement with Scout?
Yes, certainly. My wife and sister-in-law and brother-in-law were all heavily involved with the first Egglescliffe Scouts, which at the time I was involved was boys only in the scouting movement.
What sort of activities did you do?
Well, I was on the admin side mainly. I did, from time to time, help out my wife, who was a cub leader. But I found that one word from me and they did as they liked, so I tended to be a senior presence, but not doing very much.
Did you have camps and things like that?
Oh yes, regular camps.
Within the area?
Kirby, I think, used to have there was a scout campsite there, and at Commondale as well.
Yes.
I used to go there every year, and for quite a few days, actually. I used to go along to assist.
And did you have gang shows?
Indeed, yes. I was never involved as a participant in the gang show, although my wife was.
I believe one of your sons went into the backstage work as a, in connection with that.
Yes, Martin, my youngest, when he was at Egglesliffe School, got very involved with the drama group there, but very much on the technical side rather than the acting, and did actually eventually take a degree in, not quite sure what it was titled, but it was stage management, that yes. sort of thing.
And I believe you also had quite a few gardening connections.
Yes, very much by default. My wife and her sister were very involved in gardening and were members of the Egglesliffe Gardening Club, which I was persuaded to join, and
that was the beginning of a long and fruitful relationship, I think.
Yes, just checking. I was chairman of the gardening club from 1996 to 2016, in fact. Not because of my gardening expertise, I would say, but because nobody else would do it at the time.
And I believe you used to have shows, gardening shows.
Yes, the gardening club shows were a highlight of the year. The first one I remember was held in the parish hall, which proved to be much too small because of the demand of stalls and attendees. So we moved into Butts Lane School for a good many years, and we used to, it was a proper gardening show with qualified judges for the various classifications, and we did get quite a bit of input from allotment holders at the Egglesliffe allotments. That eventually disappeared as a as contributors, and the actual number of people willing to participate in the shows diminished. So eventually the gardening shows were shelved. It was a shame, really, but it happened. And as far as I know, they've not been resurrected again.
But you're still involved with the allotments, I believe.
I've been a parish councillor since 1983, and I am still on the allotment management committee. The parish council has two sets of allotments, one in the village and one on the Ellis Mill, actually, on the way to the airport, which they're very popular. Waiting list in the village, I think, at this moment in time, is about 5 years. But, of course, that's somewhat unpredictable. But, yes, very active allotment.
So what does your duty... what are your duties with regard to the allotment?
Mainly to inspect the allotments twice a year. The management committee basically do run the allotments. We provide water, which is the main requirement of outside. And there is, if you like, a disciplinary side to it, where people, and very few and far between, but occasionally allotments for one reason or another do get neglected. And as both sites have waiting lists, we are empowered to actually require people to leave their allotment. As I say, it doesn't happen very often, but it can do.
What sort of village activities did you and your family join in? Things like maypole celebrations, bonfires?
Yes, the village green used to be, well, still is, but used to be even more active. Presumably in May, the school, that's the primary school, used to provide the maypole music and dancers to dance around the maypole. And I've memories of my younger son dancing round the maypole. I don't know whether my elder son did or not. yes, and village sports used to occur on the village green, usually coordinated by the Smith family of farmers. There was also, for some years, fancy dress associated with the sports, but that seemed to fizzle out some years ago. So that,
and the bonfire?
Yes, the parish council had the responsibility of the bonfire on the village green for many years. The scouts used to provide refreshments, again on the green, and it was all quite well coordinated, and a specific firework area was cordoned off, try and keep people safe. Unfortunately, one year a lady did get hit by a rocket, possibly due to her own fault, but the council's insurers decided that the third-party insurance for that night should be so colossal that the bill was, well, we felt unreasonable, maybe not in terms of insurance claims, etc. And they felt also that we should provide wardens, expert wardens, to patrol the area while the bonfire was happening. And so in the end, the bonfire was abandoned, much to quite a number of people's regret, I think.
Are there any particular characters or stories which come to your mind to do with the village?
Quite a lot of characters in the village, particularly the older ones, of which I count myself as a member. Yes, two noteworthy examples from the allotments were Jack Robinson and Bert. I've forgotten what was Bert's second name. Anyway, not important.
No.
Both dead now. But real village characters, I think. Jack particularly was... He was president of the gardening club, for instance, and an allotment representative for the council, as was Bert on the village side.
I believe Jack was very good at inventing and building things.
Yes, I can't remember much about that side of his expertise, but ran a very good allotment.
What for you are the major advantages of living in Egglescliffe Village?
I think possibly the village atmosphere, because it does seem like a village, a country village, which geographically it isn't anymore, but being a dead end, so to speak, no through road running through the village, it does have that ambiance. And they certainly, when I was involved with the school, it felt very much like a village school as well. I like Eastbourne Avenue because I like the neighbours. It's a small enclave, and not a place I would want to move away from, even though it is hardly my background living in a country village.
And any particular celebrations to do with the village atmosphere?
Well, there's the Summer Fete, which the council hold every year, and usually in July, although occasionally in June. And it does attract quite a large number of people, not necessarily from the village, probably 300 or 400 can turn out, depending on the weather somewhat. And we have coincided in recent years with visits from American schools who have joined in and contributed considerably to the ambience of the whole thing. And there will be another on the 16th of July this year.
So in the time that you've lived here, what deterioration in amenities have you seen, if any, and what improvements?
One of the big problems with the village and the fact that nowadays virtually every family has at least two cars is parking. Very few garaged properties, especially on the village green itself, and even in Eastbourne Avenue, it often looks more like a parking lot than than a residential road.
Are there any things you'd say which have actually got better?
That's a good question. I've always found it a very pleasant place to live, not one that I would want to move away from.
How important do you think a centre such as the parish hall is to the community as a whole? And how has its use changed over the years?
Well, of course, originally it was the school, the village school, which originally had its own outside toilets and was, well, not by the current standards, I suppose, was primitive, but of course, but now it is what it says on the tin. It's the parish hall and used by numerous organisations, and is in fact at this very moment being expanded because of increasing demand. Some of it is casual basis, rehearsals for jazz bands, theatre groups, and has regular users like the gardening club, the quilters, WI, and is used regularly as a preschool.
And a social venue?
Oh yes, and yeah, I was trying to think of the name of the preschool group. But, anyway, it's the Scouts, for instance, used to use it a lot for Cayley's quizzes. Quizzes are still held there as well by other groups. It is a very active and well-used building, actually.
And what are the best things about Egglescliff Village which we must try to preserve for future generations?
Good question.
And I know we talked about the green.
Yeah, I think the village green must be retained as a public open space, and it does have its users, etc. Very popular with dog walking, etc. The church, of course, very well used church. The Pot and Glass, one of the few pubs in the area with a genuine pub atmosphere, village shall we pub. Say, but that may be a reflection on my age, I suppose. I like that sort of ambiance.
Is there anything else that you would like to add before we finish? Would you live anywhere else?
No. No, when my wife died 16 years ago, she thought it would be a good idea for me to move into a smaller house. But I haven't, and I have no intention of doing so. No, I think the parish council at the moment are preparing a neighbourhood plan. And one of the findings we've got so far, see, would seem to indicate that most people who live in the parish are very happy with the parish, actually. So there's probably not a lot needs doing to it.
Well, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.